And it's 8:45 at WFIR. There are three candidates on the ballot for the Cay Springs seat on Ronald County's Board of Supervisors. And we're speaking with all three this week and next. And today, independent candidate Stan Seymour joins Evan Jones and me live in our studio. Stan, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And Stan, as we get started, you vow to be an advocate for responsive and transparent decision-making in government. Now, Stan, are you suggesting that Ronald County government is secretive in some ways? And what examples would you point to?
You know what? I've been a candidate or been involved in a recent zoning. They walked in with what they read as a motion. They had discussed it. There was no discussion after the hearing. George Asik walked in with the piece of paper that he read from for the motion to approve it. They read it, and they approved it with no discussion.
You're saying in a case like this that it was just predetermined behind closed doors?
Absolutely. You know what? They do it in a way that they don't violate the quorum laws. One or two get together and they do it that way. If they three get together, which represents a quorum, it's illegal.
What exactly, what situation or circumstance are you talking about in this case?
I'm talking about the county is allowing zoning to happen against their own rules. They like the cause, but they're doing things that are absolutely illegal.
Does this have to do with a wildlife sanctuary near your home?
Yeah. They want to build a new structure in their front yard that's 40 by 60, 25 feet high, 30 feet from the front property line next to me. I talked to them. I said, look, I called them 8 to 10 times. They answered the phone the first three. And after that, they didn't answer the phone. So I put three letters in their mailbox saying, these are the problems we have. We need to sit down and talk. The county had mediation three times. They didn't show up. Court had mediation. They never responded.
We should point out this has been a sort of a long-standing legal issue, too, and so we're sort of getting into some legal matters. The courts, at the moment, I believe, have ruled in their favor, if I'm correct. But I'm trying to stick basically with your candidacy.
Yes, sir.
But this is one of the things that has spurred you to your sense of how county government is run and, in your case, you feel should be run.
That's correct. I mean, look at what happened to Cave Spring High School. They remodeled it. And to get that school remodeled, they put AstroTurf at two others as part of that budget.
Okay, we are speaking with Stan Seymour, the independent candidate for Roanoke County Supervisor in the Cave Spring District. Now, you've said that county government needs to be more responsive to the citizens who put them in office. Can you point to some examples other than the one you've just mentioned where you think the county has not been responsive?
Well, I mean, look at the book Dope Sick. Have you heard of that? I'm sure you have. That was written about Hidden Valley High School. The police wanted to bring in dogs to check the lockers. The school wouldn't let them do it because they didn't want to get sued by the parents.
You own the Bojangles franchise. You're well known as a local business owner, and you cite that as one of your strong points as a successful business owner. Now, Roanoke County officials say and that they've done a good job of encouraging business development, but with appropriate protections for environment, traffic, zoning continuity. Do you agree with any part of that or all of it?
Well, you know what? There are no employees in Roanoke. You can do whatever you want to. Until you have people that work the jobs, you're not going to attract an employer. There are things they could do. You know, we really need to go back to who we were 20 years ago, where it was a nice community, community values. Everybody helped each other, did things. We're getting so divided and so polarized and everything that we're not a good community. I mean, probably the country's that way. You know, all the politicians need to work together and do things that help their citizens.
Stan Seymour, the independent candidate for Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, Cave Spring District. Now, I must say, of all the stories that we have ever posted online about a candidate announcing for office, I've never seen anything close to the size or degree of the response that we got online. I mean, it's not even close. And it must be said the vast majority of those commenting were not your supporters. What is your take on why is there such a strong reaction to this?
Well, I am controversial. You know, I do what I think is right. You know, when I ran in 2011 for the Board of Supervisors, the Republicans didn't want me on the board. And I asked why, and they said, well, you know what? They're afraid that you'll do what you think is right and won't follow the party line.
Now, along that line, where is your support? We've just mentioned perhaps some people not enamored with you, but where is your support? You know, who do you see as those backing you?
The people that know me and have seen all the things I've done in the community to help them. And I've spent millions in the last 20 years giving back to the community that supports me.
All right, it is 8:50 here at WFIR. We have Stan Seymour in studio with us this morning. Stan's independent candidate for the Cave Springs seat on Rollo County's Board of Supervisors. And Stan, we're certainly going to talk about something here that is really being talked about. Rollo County is involved with plans to transform the 419 corridor in the Tanglewood area. Stan, do you think that in general it has done a good job to this point?
No. If that needs to be redone, an independent business person needs to invest his own money and do it. Mm-hmm. The county's responsibility is to do the roads, to make traffic move, and give the utilities. If it's a good idea, let somebody else take the risk. If it doesn't work, the county just put the taxpayers at great risk.
Doesn't the county, though, need to have a general plan or concept of what the area should be rather than leave it entirely to business people coming up with their own ideas independently of each other?
Well, you know, the county already did that with the gym or whatever it is facility over on Northside. You know, they actually took jobs away from people that actually have gyms. You know, the county shouldn't be involved in that. The county should just be there to help the people and make sure that it's the right environment. But they shouldn't invest taxpayers' money. They shouldn't be at risk.
You're thinking of the Green Ridge Recreation
Center. Yes,
sir. The county, I think, would look upon that as something that's been a good use of taxpayer funds for citizen and quality of life benefit.
Okay. But it's still taking jobs from businesses. And if it was a private business, it'd be paying taxes. It doesn't.
Okay. Now, returning to Tanglewood, the goal, at least in part, is to create a mixed-use area, one that would include businesses and living spaces and boost the county's economic base. Is that still not something the county should strive to do and work as a county to do?
Well, you know, it depends on the cost and return. You know, when you look at things, if they spend $30 million on it, it's a bad idea. If they spend one and they get the traffic and they get somebody to come in, it's a great idea. But where do you stop? That's the problem. You need to let business people take the risk and get the rewards. You know, big box retailers are going away. With the mail order, Amazon, they're getting tax dollars sucked right out of our economy. And they are doing that in other areas. They should go to somebody else that's successful in another area and see if they can interest them down here.
Now, recently, amidst all the county's plans for the Tanglewood area, Carilion comes along and basically it's going to create a children's outpatient center. It was Penny's. Do you look upon that as a good use and a good first sign of Tanglewood's resurgence, I guess you might say?
I don't know how that's going to happen because retail is changing worldwide. And the problem is, of all the places they took the one dead center of the property. So now you have to plan the whole thing around that donut.
Now, we're talking with Stan Seymour, owner of the local Bojangles franchises, a candidate for Roanoke County Supervisor in the Cave Spring District. You had some problems with the county with one of your Bojangles, didn't you? The one by Cave Spring there near Hidden Valley High School.
I know everybody that lives in Cave Spring saw that sign up coming soon for 5 years. It was very difficult, and it turns out that all the concerns and questions for me weren't a problem. And that's one of the things with the county. If they like you, they'll bend the rules. If they don't like you, they'll fight you.
Is this one of the reasons, even to this day, you hope that you can serve on the Board of Supervisors because of your experiences with the county government?
Well, that's part of it. And the other thing is, you know, I'm a part of a large franchise group. They spend millions in research, analyzing trends and where we're going. Most politicians play catch up. They're behind the eight ball. Need somebody that think ahead and plan ahead and know where we're going so you can make plans for those tax dollars.
Looking ahead to, I think, sort of how the county views its future, we talked with Paul Mahoney earlier this week and had an interesting discussion, I felt, when it regarded what might be called the coolness factor, that Roanoke City in the minds of some young adults with the brew pubs, the downtown scene, the downtown living now, has sort of more of a coolness factor in some minds than the county does, but that, okay, once these young adults grow older, they get families, well, where do they want to go? Well, in many cases, then all of a sudden the county becomes more attractive. Do you have any sense that there is a loss of coolness factor in the county, and does that concern you, if there is?
Well, we know the Ballast Point just closed their facility. So apparently it's not being, they had a great facility. They've closed the restaurant part. They're keeping the brew part open. And the county did just recently take steps allowing brew pubs, home breweries and stuff to actually go into different zonings to have a local facility that attracts. The problem with Roanoke City is there's no parking. You can do whatever you want to, but you can't find a place to go and park.
Okay. Do you think there is a loss of coolness factor in the county or not?
Well, it never was there, so it's not a loss. the coolness of, to me, for Roanoke, the reason I'm here is because it's a great place to raise kids. The schools, the teachers took care of the kids. If we go back to that way, where it's a good place for families, we'll find people.
Do you think Roanoke County adequately funds and takes care of county schools?
Yes, for the most part. They really need to do something with Burton and Votek. Everybody's not going to college, so we need to have skilled workers coming out of school that will attract employers.
Okay. With Stan Seymour running for Board of Supervisors in the Cave Spring District in Roanoke County, how can or should the county tap into the entire medical education and research development that's going on in the city?
I don't know a good answer to that. It obviously, Carilion's the largest employer in the county now, in the whole area. You know, and the baby boomers, when they die, I don't know where their customer base is going to come from. I've already told my kids, you know what, when I die, my house, it may be nice, but there's going to be a surplus of houses because more people will die than are being born.
All righty, we've been joined this morning by Stan Seymour. Stan is on the ballot for the Cave Spring seat on Roanoke County's Board of Supervisors as an independent candidate. Stan, we appreciate your time, and thanks for stopping by this morning.
Oh, thank you.